Even in the first few minutes, James Flint has an impressive way of captivating his audience. Master of the Storm is a story of a man and the only steady thing in his life, his only reliable friend and partner, his new BMW 1 Series. The business dinner with a customer went very well, but now it's late, and really, the sensible thing to do would be to spend the night in the hotel. But wouldn't it be nicer to drive home and give his wife and daughter a nice surprise?
You're in your new car, your pride and joy, a 1 Series. Since you bought it, you feel like the coolest thing on the road. Driving it makes you feel like a master of the storm, an overlord of thunder, the one they call when there's man's work to be done.
Damn, it's not in the right-hand pocket, and it's not in the left-hand one either. No sign of it in the briefcase. But where did he leave that mobile phone? Must have been in the restaurant. But his concentration is waning. The radio usually helps. Yes, the right sort of music keeps you awake. And then, while he's searching for a suitable station, it happens.
You don't know that it's a her, or even that it's a person at all. Not yet, you don't. All you know is that something large has thudded against the near side wing of your car. All you saw was the shadow of something dark blot past the passenger window.
By now, at the very latest, the author has caught us in his spell, because after this incident, space and time start to blur. Reality and fantasy intertwine in a disturbing way. The driver doesn't stop. It was nothing, he tells himself. But then his conscience begins to trouble him. At least he ought to inform the police. It could be an anonymous call, but without his mobile, the only answer is to stop at the next service area. There are four cars parked in front of the cafeteria. An Astra, a Volvo, a white Polo, and a blue van. The telephones in the foyer are out of order, but he has a quick coffee to keep him awake. It's 19 minutes past midnight. Then he drives on and stops at the next service area to make that phone call. But everything looks so uncannily familiar.
And will the phones be in the same place? Will they be broken as well? Yes, and yes, of course they will. As you pee, you look out of it into the car park. You can't see your Beamer this time because you parked in a different place. But you can see a Vauxhall Astra, a Volvo Estate, a white Polo, now pulling away, and a beaten-up blue van.
Even the woman who serves him coffee is the same woman. Somehow, he must have driven in a circle. But she doesn't remember him. Somewhat irritated, he gets back into the BMW. The rain's stopped now, but it's getting foggier all the time. He looks at his watch. Strange. It's still 12:19. Suddenly, red taillights loom up ahead. As he gets closer, he can see a woman waving him down and her white Polo by the roadside.
"Oh, thank God you've stopped," she says. "I've broken down, and my mobile's out of battery, and I've bloody been here for hours," she says. "No one's stopping," she says. "No one's stopping. No one's stopped. Can you just give me a lift to the next service station? That's all I need. Just a lift."
Of course he gives her a lift, but somehow he's apprehensive when he pulls up at the next service area. And with reason. Everything is the same, almost. The same building, the same advertising sounds, the same telephones that don't work. But this time there are only three cars outside, the Astra, the Volvo, and the blue van. The white Polo is missing. Could it really be the same one that the young woman had broken down in and was upset that nobody would stop? But how could that be? Who is she, anyway? And what has all this got to do with his accident? Would you like to know the answers to these questions? Then you can download the full story from bmwaudiobooks.com.